Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this is what we're doing today?
Why not?
Gundam Star. Hey, this used to be a banger, though.
Why? Why did we do that?
What you mean? Used to be a banger?
Yeah, like, why did this become a banger?
I mean, still is a banger.
The dance.
This?
The dance.
No, I get it, but like, you ever look back, like, why did we do this? Well, why was it such a big thing?
Sometimes there's
it
like
was the hook.
Tell you what, like Korea might be second only to America with viral like media. Like,
yeah,
that K-pop stuff, man.
Yeah, dude.
When it hits, it hits.
It does.
It really does. I wasn't expecting this song today.
No, Kyle pulled this out.
This was huge back in like 2012.
It was a banger. This was a banger.
Here it is. Yeah. It was.
Didn't understand a word he was saying.
No,
Gundam
okay.
Style. And you
except
know what? You know what's
sexy
funny?
Lady part, right?
And Gundam Style is a. It's like an anime. It's like really big over there. I remember one year I wanted to go to Japan to see they had a giant Gundam robot to watch it.
They
but
do
I didn't
a live
go.
Show in Japan.
I didn't go. Was it Japan? Was it Korea? It was one. It was somewhere overseas. But I wanted to go see the giant robot.
Wow.
215.
I mean, they had this Squid Game recently,
yeah.
Right?
You ever like, watched Squid, you ever watch Squid
yeah.
Game? Is it good?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Trending downwards.
Oh, it's still on.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I'm saying it is still on.
Yeah,
it's still
I think
going?
They just did. It might have been the last season, but it was like the third season three.
Mm. Yeah, I only watched season one, and after that, it was like, yeah.
You're out.
Yeah.
Season one was good though.
Yeah, we need more of this song on the show. 215-592-9494.
This is a club banger. It's like when you had one too many, and this song come on, you might dance.
Still going to the club these days, Hugh?
No. It's been a while.
I think so. It has been a while as well with the A.J. Brown trade rumors, which never went away. And now the trade deadline is here and passed. So here's what we know. A.J.'s here to stay for the rest of the season. He was at his locker yesterday. And, of course, people are asking him, what about those trade rumors? Here's A.J. addressing everything that was going on the last week or so.
So what have these last 2 weeks been like for you? I feel like there's been a lot going on between the injury, you know, some trade speculation, or at least talk about it. Just what's it been like for you the past 2 weeks?
Out in the front and out in the back of my yard, you know, playing football with my son. You know, that's it.
Did you ever feel like there was a chance you would be traded?
I don't know. You know, I think you know, it's the nature of the business. But like I said, my focus was be present with my family, my kids, and, you know, and get healthy.
How, speaking of getting healthy, how are you feeling? Do you think you're trending the right direction for Monday?
I'm playing.
Fine.
I'm good to go.
Is this the place you want to be?
Yeah, well, has I said anything
has
to
I, you heard.
Not be here? Or
well,
like,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't know my mic was going to say.
Got to ask the question.
Yeah.
Wow. Has I? You heard him.
I did hear him. I heard the whole thing. Couple things there. Sometimes the simplest questions get the most interesting answers. because he was asked, did you think at any point you would be traded?
It, like, he said, I play with my kids.
You would think the answer would be no. Like, what are you talking about? Why would I be traded? He didn't say no. It's obviously in the books now, the trade deadline. So we take this thing down the stretch of the season. He will be an Eagle. I just find it interesting that both he, and let's hear from Howie. This was Howie right after the trade deadline. Again, same different people, same question, two opposite ends of the spectrum here. But nobody's saying this was baloney. Here's Howie Roseman just a couple days ago.
Hey, Howie, there's a lot of conversation on the outside about A.J. Brown. What was your stance internally when it came to Brown? Did you entertain any offers for him?
Well, would really like to keep this about the guys we acquired. But, you know, Tim, I think that when you're trying to be a great team, it's hard to trade great players. And A.J. Brown's a great player. He wears the C for a reason. He's an important part of this team, of this organization. He cares about winning. He cares about his teammates. And, you know, I think that when you're a team like ours that is looking forward to an opportunity to compete for a championship, you just don't get rid of the guys like that. And so feel very lucky to have him on our team and excited about the second half of the season with him.
So, yeah, another not a no to the answers. Hugh, now that it's all over, right, we did weeks of speculation.
Recklessly
or not, we did it. And then now it's over. The trade deadline is here and past. And they both spoke about it. Like, what do you think actually went on the last 2 weeks? Do you think they thought about it?
I think some conversations were had.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, AJ probably voiced him being disgruntled.
Mm-hmm.
I think him and Howie talked about it. I think that there were some phone calls taken on whether or not you would trade AJ Brown. And at the end of the day, they came to a conclusion that that would not be a good deal. Maybe even me even further recklessly speculating. Maybe we'll do something at the end of the year. But right now we need you. We're going to make another run. We're trying to, you know, be a dynasty. So that's probably where they're at with it.
I feel similar to you on this. I feel like everything that came out, there was some truth to all of it, but to some degree. Like, I remember those reports 2 weeks ago from Schefter and those guys? Like, they wouldn't move him unless it was a huge price. I buy it. I buy that the Eagles probably answered the phone. A few teams probably called with real offers. They thought about it, and it came down to this. They didn't think it was worth it to move him in the middle of the season because they're trying to win the Super Bowl, and no one blew them away with, you know, multiple high picks where they're like, all right, we have to do this. And everyone's going to live with this and try to make it work the way they made it work last year. Even though last year there was obviously some issues that Brandon Graham brought to the forefront. I would have loved one of them or someone over there for the last 2 weeks to say, this is crazy. We'd never trade AJ Brown. And no one ever said that.
Well, it's because you can't do that because there was some conversation being had. And you can tell the player's disgruntled. But a good organization like the Philadelphia Eagles are, you don't let that become the headline. Even though it was the headline, you don't give it air. You don't let it breathe. So you try to, you know, calm it down as much as you can. You try to talk to the player as much as you can and just try to keep this team together. And I think that was a conversation that was had. Is AJ happy? No. We know that. But I think that he's going to do what it takes to not be that big of a distraction.
Yeah, I think now that years go on, the fact that Howie was in the building, and obviously Jeff owned the team during the T.O. thing, like they handle these things pretty well, right? Like, they become loud, but it rarely ruins the season or teams. Like, I'm not comparing AJ to anyone else. This is its own thing. But, like, the Hassan Reddick thing, the Eagles moved on quite fine, right? Like, the Carson Wentz thing, the Eagles. So when they decide it's time to move on, they move on. When they think they can make it work, they usually make it work, Kyle.
Yeah, and, like, as somebody who did not want to trade AJ Brown at the trade deadline, and as somebody who wants AJ Brown to be an Eagle next season, I would have much rather just heard, hey, Howie, were you entertaining any offers for AJ Brown? No. AJ, what do you think about all the trade rumors? It was all BS. I was never going anywhere. Instead, we got, you know, some deflecting and filibustering by Howie Roseman.
Because it was real.
And then we got a nature of the business by AJ Brown. I mean, not what I wanted to hear.
But the truth. I mean, like,
well, right.
Unfortunately. They didn't lie to us. I mean, that you could read that anywhere you want. I mean, the reality is they didn't, neither of them said, what are you talking about? Like, if someone brings a ridiculous premise to you, wouldn't you say to them, huh? What are you talking about? Neither of them said, and I get how he's an executive here, so he's going to take the diplomatic and all that. AJ's a player. He could have said, I never heard any trade rumors. Howie never told me that they were, like, he obviously felt, and maybe through his agent and Howie in a conversation, that something was cooking, and they chose to keep him.
Well, you know, Sorry. Well, no, why couldn't they have just said what every fan said to us? Is this is all just for you guys. Like, AJ should have been like, this was a media thing.
It's all made up.
Because it wasn't.
Well, no, make you feel better. Can I give y'all an analogy?
Sure.
That would probably fit.
Toilet seat again?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, this one's probably going to hit home a little bit. Because when we were growing up as kids, our parents used to always try their best not to fight in front of us.
Sure.
You know, and a lot of times, because for the sake of the child, you would say, hey, they say, what's going on with you and mommy? Oh, no, we're fine. We just had a disagreement. And you know how it goes. And then you say, you know, if you have a sibling, mom and dad are getting a divorce, like the older sibling, right? But you're trying to protect the younger one, mm-hmm. right? And they're like, well, no, me and mommy just had a disagreement. It's no big deal. You know, we're fine. And you believe that because it's better for your well-being. This is this situation because if we're being honest, they're probably going to get a divorce at the end of the year. But right now,
we're trending towards a divorce.
And I know that probably.
The holidays are coming up, though. Let's put a smile on. Get through it.
I hate that I use that analogy to traumatize a whole lot of folks out there because we've, like, especially in my generation, we've lived through that. But it's the truth. Like, sometimes it's better to protect you from the truth than tell you the truth.
So to further your analogy, the fan base are the children, right? Yes. Okay. And I think we here are like the close friends
that tell
the neighbors. Yeah, like we kind of see what's happening and we're like, yeah. And they're still together.
And they're like, hey, they're together. Mommy and daddy love each other. And then the first thing you know, dad packing up his stuff and he leaving.
Kyle's the close friend in denial. And we're like, dude, they're in trouble.
Dude, this is about to happen.
He's like, no, they'll patch it up.
Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all.
They have vows.
I mean, I don't feel that way anymore. I wish I did.
you've come around.
I tried.
Yeah. But you know what? The holidays are coming up. We're probably going to put on a smile and go to the family party.
I've been trying to put my fingers in the ears.
Yeah. Well, the whole fan base has done that. Yeah. Fake news. All right. 215-592-9494. Matt in Broomall is up. What's up, Matt?
Matt.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's Matt, up, what's up?
So when it comes to feeling disrespected by the line, I don't really feel that way. What people say is, you know, they give 3 points to a team when they're at home. And I was just on FanDuel. The line's at 2.5 now. So that tells me they think if it was a neutral site, the Eagles would be a slight favorite. And if the Eagles were home, they'd probably be like 3.5, 4.5. And then Lambeau's a tough place to play, especially mm-hmm. they're coming off a loss as an 11-point favorite. I've been to Lambeau before, and the cold there is just different. Like, it's going to be real cold. I was there in September, and it was like 50 degrees, and it did not compare to 50 degrees here. It's just different, so it's going to be our first time dealing with that this year. But I still think the Eagles are going to win the game. It's just Green Bay felt like such a wagon to start the season, and they've kind of fizzled out. Their defense is still really good, but the offense is just unreliable. Normally when you go against, like, they have a great pass rush, and that could be a little bit of an issue normally. With the Eagles, you'd think, like, oh, the O-line's always great, and it just neutralizes that. But this year, it's been a little shaky. Micah Parsons is coming off his first career game with zero pressure. So, you know, he's going to be hungry. But overall, I think the Eagles are going to squeak out the win. I don't really think it's a disrespectful line at all, though. I'm going to say 20-17 Eagles on a Jake Elliott field goal as time expires.
Yeah, it feels about right. I agree with a lot of what you said there. And the weird part about the Packers is, Matt, they're sometimes, like you said earlier in the season, they look great. Like, they look like the team worthy of Super Bowl hype. And then other games, they just look like they're just they're lost or they're just sleepwalking. Like, especially Parsons. Parsons could be this, you know, great, great, great pass rusher. And then last week against, you know, a no-name Panthers offensive line, zero pressures. They're just a weird team, and I trust the Eagles more. Matt, what do you got for us on something you did a trend, and you look back, you're like, yeah, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, I'll just add in real quick. I don't think there was a chance we were trading AJ, but I think he wouldn't have been upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to a fab, I couldn't really think of anything, but I heard Kyle say the thing with the blonde hair in the front, and me and my brother used to do that as well, and we would roll up to our family parties in the summer, me, Kyle, Eric, rocking the blonde hair in the front. So we got pictures of that when we were younger.
Bet there's a lot of people out there around your age that probably did it. Matt, we appreciate the phone call. So you got someone out there with you, Kyle, that bleached that hair in the front.
Yeah, my cousin.
Yeah. Oh, is that your cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. That makes sense. That's why he said Kyle. Sean in Philadelphia, you're the Kyle. What's up, Sean?
Oh,
Sean.
Hey.
What's up?
Hold it, man. Hold it. All right, I'm in the supermarket.
Yeah, take your time.
Put,
no problem.
Sean, we'll put you on
we'll just
hold.
Wait
I'm
for you.
Sean,
I'm
put,
with
you. Hold on. Oh, you're in the frozen section? Produce? What are you getting?
No. I'm trying to get some coffee, man.
Okay.
Trying to get some coffee. I need some Java.
Yeah, I can respect that. I need coffee all the time.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
Let
same
us know.
Here, man. The Starbucks is starting to get a little pricey for me.
Great. Yeah, it is.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that name.
It happens. The price of coffee everywhere, Sean, it's putting a hole in my pocket.
Yeah,
Sean, go ahead.
You just let us know when you're done getting your coffee and at the supermarket, and then we'll keep you on. Yeah, no problem.
No, I'm ready now.
Okay.
I'm
ready to go. Sean, do you feel the Eagles are being disrespected here by the line?
No, because, you know, the home team gets 3 points. But what bothers me is the disrespect that I think is being extended towards Jalen Hurts. And it's not just outsiders. It's almost as if this guy can't do anything right. And all he does is win, which is the primary goal of football. It's a team sport. You play the game to win.
You heard mm-hmm.
He's been a winner.
Totally.
Perennial winner, if you will. And all I hear about is, but he don't have his statistics. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Dan Fouts, Dan Marino, I mean, I can name names.
Name
them. Them guys would rather have won than to have been known as a prolific passer.
Mm-hmm. Get him right.
What does this have to do with what we're talking about?
He still is a good passer.
He feels like he needs to get – he getting it off his chest. Get it off your chest, Sean.
Nobody's ever said any of this.
Pre-1.
I don't understand. What does – I can't
– throw Philip Rivers in there, Matt Ryan, Warren Moon. What these guys ever win? Nothing.
Nothing. Right? But they're prolific passers. They in the top.
Get them right.
They made this sell. I might – look, if you want to – I mean, Joe Montana, in my book, was a very good quarterback.
Sure.
Elite. I don't ever remember him being mentioned as a prolific passer. But the bottom line is, in Philadelphia, MVPs? We've passer been rating. Starving okay. for a winner forever.
Get him right.
I remember the Swamp Fox. Oh, my God, man, I cried. We winning, and these people are complaining that when he doesn't throw the ball for 3,000. Are y'all nuts? Something's wrong.
Especially Hugh. I mean, I tell him this. I try to get him. I get him right all the time.
Hugh is an Eagle fan. He's a Philadelphia
and involved. A Hurts hater.
Really I didn't say the women in Philadelphia were ugly either. I just said
you implied there weren't that many.
You said there were few and far between.
Few and far between is different than hard.
I don't think you're looking in the right places. I don't think you're looking in the right places.
You're not.
I ain't got looked at hard in Miami and L.A. That's all I was saying.
Sean, what do you got for us? What was a fad that you did, you participated in, you look back, like that was kind of embarrassing?
Oh, man, this is going to get me shot down, brother. But, you know, all those, what do they call them, sexual health enhancement drugs.
Sure.
You was on the Viagra.
And all the vitamins. I ain't say that, Hugh.
You kind of alluded to it.
Vitamins. Them things were selling off the shelf. You'd be like, that stuff must work.
You were talking about them honey. You were getting them honey packs from the gas station.
You tried the vitamins. Did they work or not?
No. I said vitamins.
Vitamins.
Man.
Did the vitamins work or was it? Did it not work?
Hey. No, they don't work. You know they don't work, man. Come on, this nonsense.
You getting the honey packs from the gas station?
Because I was soft.
No, I ain't getting nothing.
I'm over here. You didn't put it out there. I'm recklessly speculating now.
Hey, listen, Hugh. Stop telling on yourself, man.
Hey, I ain't got that problem. Not yet, anyway. But if I do, right. I ain't got a problem.
Yeah, here's how
I got. Hey, listen, I'm friends with Ike and Spike.
You can get Blue Chew anytime.
I get Blue Chews anytime out. Well, not really, because I've been asking for them for a while. But they
being stingy with the Blue Chews?
Also, man.
That's criminal, the man. They shouldn't be doing that.
No.
That stuff is messing with them guys' emotions. And, it's all mental, brother. You know, bring what you got.
I don't know, dog. Some cats, they need that assistance.
Sean, good phone call, and we appreciate. I appreciate at the end that it was open and honest. He told, listen, he tried the vitamins, didn't work.
Alley oop, he knew some hair not did. Yeah, alley oop.
Well, plus he checked Hugh for always constantly forgetting that Hurts is a winner.
Well, you know what?
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, that's what happened.
Forget about the topic. How about you just call and talk about whatever you want?
That's what
today,
he basically. That's what he did.
Yeah. You know what that was? That was he had to get a couple things off his chest. One, he's a Hurts guy. Two, he had to go on the vitamins.
And you know what? He made so many points that I've never heard before.
But you know what, though? All jokes aside.
You forget Hurts is a winner? Did you forget that?
Drinking too much coffee could kind of, you know, kind of mess.
Where did you hear that?
I just made it up.
That's not true. That's,
it is. It's coffee.
It's not.
Coffee can mess up your...
Take the lead out
your pencil.
I don't think it works like that.
I think it does.
I don't think any of us are doctors here, but I would think caffeine.
I think caffeine actually
might have the opposite effect.
No, I'm gonna look it up.
Okay,
I'm gonna ask the Google.
You're gonna search that on the company computer or your own phone?
Yeah, on my own.
Yeah, that's probably a better idea. Let's go to Mario, Northeast Philly. What's up, Mario?
Yeah, that's not true, by the way.
You looked it up already.
Sorry,
and we lost Mario there. Yep. Maybe rethinking his confession here. Zoe and Bluebell, what's up, Zoe?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Zoe?
Listen, I'm surprised more people don't think the Eagles are being disrespected. I got several points as to why that's
the case. Let's hear it.
First off, trade deadline, we won. Okay, our team as a whole is getting better. Going into the bye week, we look great. Running game looks strong. Passing game looked good. Green Bay, exactly the opposite of us. It's like they're looking worse and worse as the season goes on. They're inconsistent at best. They started out great, but so they're trending down. We're trending up. This should be a much bigger gap. Now, granted, we didn't get Myles Garrett, which I would have loved to have, but we still made enough improvements. And we got a grudge. Y'all know how Philly is when it comes to
grudges. Well, I like that. So the grudge, I can't wait for the Eagles to run the tush push 10 times on Monday night. I need it.
Listen, I'll probably shed a tear when it happens, and we just rub it in their face.
Yep.
I'm really, really, I mean, even in the offseason, that's kind of the number one thing I was looking for. Now, Grant, we shouldn't do it early in the game. Some people are saying, oh, you should just come out and run the tush push the first play of the game. No, let's be smart. Let's do it when it counts, right on the goal line. Make them eat it. I don't even care if Saquon don't run it in for a touchdown and just kneel down on 1 yard line just so we can do that. All right, so.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm a little emotional about that still, but
so I hear you. Before you give your point on the embarrassing thing, the one thing I'll say about the trade deadline stuff, I agree with you. The Eagles got better, right? Like their team is deeper now at corner, and I think Phillips is going to be a real, he's going to be a real help. The one thing I'll say though, it might take a few weeks for it all to kind of, work out itself. Like I don't know if Monday night Phillips is going to have a huge impact. Maybe. I mean, maybe. It's his first game, though, as an Eagle. So I think we're going to feel that one, in 2 and 3 and 4 weeks. So I hear you, and they are better. We'll see how much it changes this particular game Monday.
Well, here's my thought. We changed, though. So now the film changes. So introducing these guys
into our
scheme. So now everything doesn't look exactly the same as it did when they're scheming for us. So, granted, it takes a while for them to gel and get to where they're going to be, come, the end of the season playoff time. But it's going to look different because these people are going to react differently than the previous, people in those positions. So I feel like it kind of works both ways. Listen, I'm betting the farm on this one. I feel really good, at the number for a betting standpoint. But I feel like we're definitely being disrespected from that end of it. But it's all right. It's all right. Hopefully,
how about we go get a win, and then that's the respect. All right, so Zoe, what do you got for us? Give us a trend or a fad you did, and then you look back, you're like, that was kind of embarrassing.
All right. Well, you would know this. I know you would know this, but for a while, everybody was having these little tails
in the back of their head. And it doesn't matter if you're black or white or whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody
like
would
a rat tail?
Tiny piece. You know, it's like the shag shaved down into one little ball in the back of your head. And back when I think Coming to America, Eddie Murphy had that tail was braided up and people was putting a little bit of extensions in there to get a long tail. But yeah, I'm pretty embarrassed about that. I don't want to go back to something
like
that.
Yeah, it's probably best we all moved on from that era. So
yeah,
that is a good one, man. We appreciate the phone call. You had one of those?
The tail.
I felt like that was late.
I had the shag though.
The tail felt like what, late 80s, early 90s?
Something like that. I didn't have a tail.
Yeah, I remember a lot of kids having them, like, you know, young kids, teenagers. That was a big thing early 90s. I remember it, late 80s, early
90s. It has a really off-putting name, like a rat tail.
Yeah,
why
like
would I want that on the back of my head?
Who wants to look like that? Yeah.
Yeah, that was hot back in the day.
Mm.
Yeah. Most trends you look
you
back.
Guys,
yeah, that's I blame Hugh mostly for all this.
What do you mean?
It was your generation than mine.
You know what's funny? You remember the hair that the girls used to wear, the teased, super teased
hair?
Oh,
yeah. 80s hair.
That was
yeah.
horrible.
Yeah. But most things we do that we think look good, you look back, you're like, oh, my God. Well, why would we do any of these things? 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles being disrespected as underdogs? We got Flyers tickets to give away here. A four-pack to go to the game with us on December 3rd. The Flyers and the Sabres. We're looking for an embarrassing fad that you participated in at one point. Fad or trend that you look back like, oh, why did I do that? Also, when we come back, we got a Kyle Schwarber question to throw out there. I wonder what the limit is for everyone when it comes to signing him. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about years. We'll hit that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You good? No?
Nah, I'm getting...
What's the matter?
Getting a lot of heat. I never said it was not attractive women in Philly.
Well,
I didn't say
you
that.
You didn't see this coming? I could have told you. I knew you were going to get heat for it.
I ain't lying. And they're few and far between. I stand on this.
I don't think you're looking in the right place.
Few and far between is just not true.
It is.
It's not.
The truth.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Now, I didn't say there are beautiful women here, but they're just harder to find. That's the truth.
I couldn't disagree more.
You just keep digging the hole deeper.
I mean, it's just not true.
Yeah, but your truth had Philadelphia in the Midwest 3 days ago. Why do you think Hughes Clues is on the shelf this week?
Because y'all hating.
Okay, we respect the audience too much to keep doing this to them.
Y'all hating on me.
Should we take Hughes Clues off suspension next week?
We'll have to deliberate.
I don't like that pregnant pause.
Maybe if Hugh wants to take back his comment.
About what?
The Northeast or the women here. I mean, you
I ain't taking neither one of them. Okay.
You sit on this over the weekend. We'll recalibrate on Monday.
Then we'll sit on the Hughes Clues.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Show jail for Hughes Clues. All right, 215-592-9494. If Kyle Schwarber doesn't return to the Phillies, people are going to put the Phillies in jail. That I know. I hope he's back. I think he'll be back. We shall see. Free agency is underway. Robert Murray covers Major League Baseball. Listen to what he said yesterday about the sweepstakes with Schwarber and how far the Phillies will go.
And my feel from talking to people around the league is the Phillies are going to do whatever they can and anything possible to try to keep him in Philadelphia. But there's going to be plenty of competition. Looking at you, Boston Red Sox, we'll see.
All right, well, the Boston thing is interesting is they have a relationship with him. He played there for a half a season before he became a free agent and came here. So when he says whatever it takes, Hugh, we've discussed a lot of things over the past year with Schwarber, and a lot of it is about money, right? Like, how much money will he make per year?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think that's the hang-up. He's going to look, his market will be what it is. He made $20 million per year in his first contract with the Phillies. He clearly is going to get a raise, right? He's not going backwards. Does he get around $30 million? I think he could. The question is, how many years are the Phillies willing to go? How many years are we willing to go for Kyle Schwarber? So next season will be his age 33 season. Hugh, he's going to want five. The Phillies, I'm sure, are going to want to keep this at three or four. But what if someone goes to six? Hugh Douglas.
That's probably going to happen.
Would you walk away?
Yes.
You'd walk away or you'd give it to him?
I would give it to him.
Six?
I'd give him six.
Six?
Yeah. I think Kyle Schwarber, like here's the thing. You're talking about he'll be 33. Be like almost 40. I still think he won't be the player that he is now, but I think he could still be serviceable. I think he's... It's crazy to say, but what he brings to the table and the power, I could see him being a pretty decent hitter in 39.
So he could. I mean, there's certain – I mean, David Ortiz is someone who's I've seen some comparisons to, and David Ortiz aged very well until about the age of 40. So Kyle Schwarber could do that. So my concern with going to 6 years, if it gets there – again, I I want Schwarber back. He's my number one priority. I said yesterday, he's the first thing I want to do is bring him back. 6 years is a lot of years for a DH, especially isn't Bryce Harper going to age into being a DH? I mean, at some point, he's probably not going to be able to play the field every day, and he's signed up for 6 more years. Trey Turner, now I think with his athleticism, he should be able to move to the outfield at some point and run around out there as he ages. We just have a lot of potential old guys on the team at once. Aaron Nola's going to be here. I mean, how many 40-year-olds are we going to have on this baseball team?
A lot.
So
well, hopefully you have you at that point you would have infused this team with some younger talent.
Agreed. You know? But you're right. Right. So, and then hopefully they're the best players. And but you can't just what are you going to do? These are guaranteed contracts. These guys will be here on the team.
And here's the thing. This is what I think, and if I'm wrong, please correct me. But I've heard a lot about Bryce Harper's violent swing and how it's starting to deteriorate his body. Between the two of them, I feel like Kyle would be more serviceable in that area than Bryce would be because Bryce is probably going to break down. Like, Bryce is going to be one of those guys that he's just not going to be able to play.
Schwarber's home run swing is a lot more effortless.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a real chance Schwarber ages better production-wise. Look, I want him back, but five is where I'd have to cap it. 6 years?
I'm already giving Bryce 2 more years on the end of his contract.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We might as well. We giving away bread like that.
You know how they built a new facility down in Clearwater? They might as well just build a nursing home next to it. We're going to have a bunch of 40-year-olds.
Not my wallet.
But it is your time and your fandom.
They built a new facility? Nah. Where? Did we see it?
Yeah, they built like an extra like a little side facility building. We'll see it when we go down this year. They could put the nursing home next to it, too. I mean, how many 40-year-olds are we going to have?
In the
we're going to be wheeling Hugh in there one day along with Schwarber. So you guys are good going to 6 years with Kyle Schwarber. Six. That's age 39 this thing ends.
Yes.
6 years. What if he says seven?
Nah, he ain't on team. Do that. Let's be realistic, Kyle. But here's the unfortunate thing about free agency.
It feels crazy to play that song underneath this conversation.
Yeah, but here's the thing about free agency.
Yeah.
If someone is desperate enough and he wants, like, if he feels that strongly about the money as opposed to being competitive, somebody will give it to him.
Well, the other thing is, then my fear with the years is this, that let's say Kyle Schwarber and his agent have a dollar amount in mind, Hugh. Maybe that's $180 million. Let's just use a dollar amount, right? And the Phillies say, well, we'll pay you 30, but we want to do it over 4 or 5 years. So that only gets us to 120 or 150. And then another team comes in and says, well, we can't pay you that much per year, but we'll give you the 180. Let's just spread it out over seven. And if his agent wants 180, or whatever the number is, 200, 180, the team that is willing to spread it out over seven, they might just, that might be the
that's
biggest.
That's what I'm
saying. That's my concern.
Depends. That's the scary thing about free agency. Because you've, and this is on the Phillies, because you let it get to this point. I was screaming sign the man when he was on a tear. And then it got to the point where you couldn't sign it because he wanted to test the waters. That's the chance that you take. Kyle Schwarber's already won a World Series. He's already won one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably not his motivation. Financial security is probably that.
And he didn't get – I mean, he got a lot by our standards. I mean, yeah. He didn't get a lot in the context of baseball last time.
So if you're Kyle and you're looking at potentially $200 million and you're playing in Florida, that money looks different in Florida than it does in Philadelphia. A lot different. So that's what you're weighing because you've already done what you set out to do. Now, you might not get the same kind of adulation that you get here.
Right.
But your $180 million, $200 million looks a whole lot different in Florida than it does in Philadelphia.
Kind of reminds me of the Aaron Nola thing. I don't think the Phillies wanted to go to 7 years, but they ended up at 7 years. This could be, like, we keep saying 4 or 5. Again, if someone comes in and says, we'll give you more money, but it's going to be over 6, what are the Phillies going to do?
Yeah. I almost feel like it's going to end up in a way where somebody's giving him 5, and the way the Phillies tip the scale to their favor is by adding the extra year. Like, I don't know if it's about all the dollars necessarily. Like, a few million might not be a huge difference for Kyle Schwarber, but an entire extra year to where he doesn't feel like he'll ever have to negotiate another MLB contract again.
Yep.
Like, 6 years might be the ticket.
And that is what they did with Nola. It's what they did with Bryce to get him. It's what they did with Turner. I mean, the Phillies have a little reputation now of they give out really long contracts, and it spreads the money out, which they like, so it's less per year. But then you're hooked in to the – I mean, in this case, it'll be 38, 39. So we shall see. 5 would be the limit I'd want to stop at.
But He was obsessed with Florida today, by the way.
I know. You miss Jacksonville?
You're talking about the money down there, the women.
No. I was just giving you
a lot of Florida.
I was just giving you the
Gator
the
Douglas
comparing
here.
And contrasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, but Florida in particular.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay, I could. Well, it looks better in Philadelphia as opposed to California.
Okay.
State taxes.
You know what I mean?
State
yeah.
Taxes.
Cincinnati. Why you wouldn't play Cincinnati money? $200 million looks different in Cincinnati.
Yeah, they're not giving.
Than it does. In Philadelphia, but not that much different.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I mean, everyone's still upset about the women comment earlier.
I mean, it is what it is. I never said they were attracted women in Philadelphia. There's just few and far between.
But that means most aren't. That's what you're saying that in a very roundabout way.
I mean, yeah, I did,
and that's not right.
It's the truth, though.
No.
I worry about diseases down there.
There's that.
Yeah. I worry about a lot in Florida.
Huge part of it. You know.
I can't believe you have all the people here championing Florida. You couldn't wait to get out of here. You ran away.
I'm sticking up for my city. How dare I? I live in Philadelphia, and I'm still single. And Jason Avant found a girlfriend. Look how long it took him to find one.
You know, Hugh might be jaded. Is he getting rejected by too many women in Philly?
I think.
And that's what's influencing this.
All I got to say is rejection builds character. That's all I got to say.
And nobody has more character than Hugh Douglas. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to Mario in the Northeast. What's up, Mario?
Mario.
Yo, what up, fellas? What's the deal?
Mario, what's up, pal?
All right, how y'all doing? I was just calling about the Eagles joint. I want to give my little guess, man. I'm trying to come and kick it with y'all for the game.
Oh, we'd love to have you. We got to get a good answer. All right, so before you tell us what the embarrassing moment, first, what are you feeling about this? Are the Eagles being disrespected here with this line in the game?
Nah, I don't think so. And the way football going, man, the Green Bay, to me, they not a good team. But since they lost to a team that nobody thinks is good last week, they're going to come out and I think they're going to win. And then I think it's because it's just how the game go. And then Dallas is going to win. And then it's just going to give them a reason to be closer to us, to keep the division and something to talk about.
The NFL tends to do that. It kind of brings everything back as the season goes along. All right, so, Mary, what do you got for us? Give us a trend you did, you participated in, and you look back, you're like, oh, that was kind of embarrassing.
This trend got my butt whooped when I did it because I tried to sneak out and do it. Wearing my clothes backwards like crisscross. I did that and went to school. And my dad, they called my dad, and he had to come and get me from school. I'll never forget that whooping I got for trying to wear my clothes backwards.
Oh, the crisscross backwards clothes.
I got one more question to ask, man. Hey, I don't know if this is real or not, but Kyle's pop, yo, do that be real? Because Kyle's pop is, like, worse than the boogeyman.
Oh, Kyle's pop is a tough – Kyle's dad is tough on him. I mean, every time he calls, it gets worse and worse, Mary. I mean, I feel bad for the kid guy.
Yeah, we don't got to talk.
I mean, too. I do, too. Yo, Kyle, it's going to be all right, man. You might have to shoot pops the ones, though.
Yeah. What he's going to do, he's going to stop answering his calls is what's going to happen soon. Mario, good phone call, man. We got you in the mix for the prize. Good stuff. Yeah, that was tough yesterday. I mean, that's one.
No, you said go upstairs and ask for a drinky. That was crazy. That's for a drinky.
It's as embarrassing as anything that's ever been said about someone on this airwaves here. That was tough to hear. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio?
Chuck!
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, let me first say this, right? That coffee gets you right here, if you know what I mean. And pumpkin seeds, that's a natural get right kit right there.
I appreciate it, but I ain't got no problem.
Yeah, but you were asking as if you could. I mean, Chuck's just giving me advice. Yeah, if you ever have one.
Now the questions are being raised.
The pumpkin seeds.
I ain't got no problem.
It's natural. Gas station stuff.
That's a natural get right right there. But let me say this, right? On Monday, it's supposed to be extremely cold in Green Bay, right? So
Green Bay is
the
Midwest.
I got to ask you guys, what goes with cold weather in a football game?
Cocoa?
No. Come on, Hugh. Former football player, the run game, baby. Come on, the run game.
I thought you meant, I didn't know where we were going.
He's a former player. He's not thinking like a player anymore.
No, when he said
no,
cold,
Chuck,
like,
you're right. Run the ball, especially, Chuck. Run it right at Micah Parsons. Run it right at him.
Listen, that's how we always been successful against Michael Parsons. Yep. Run right at him and it neutralizes him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, I want to get these big guys off the ball, feeling good about themselves coming out the bye week. And I think we can run the ball against Green Bay. Run the ball, set up the pass, and let's not make this complicated. You know what I mean? I want to see Tank Bigsby get it like at least like a little bit more carries, you know, than before. You know, I'd like to see our running game get started. You know what I mean? Because I think that's going to be the key to us being where we want to be the second half of the season.
Chuck, I agree. And the last game the Packers played, the Panthers, who have, you know, Dowdle's a nice back, but obviously nothing like Saquon. They ran 33 times for 163 yards. They ran it all day on them.
Absolutely. And like I said, we got not one back now. I think we got two backs that can run the football effectively, and like Detroit run, you know, with Sonic and Knuckles. I like to see that a little bit more with the Eagles, you know. And I'm not saying anything bad about Saquon. He's a great running back, but it's a lot of mileage being put on him that you can put on Tank Bigsby, available body right now, nice big bruising running back that can spell Saquon for a little bit at times during the game. So I like to see the running game get started. And I think when we run the ball effectively, the passing game, everything just goes off of that. So I think we roll on Monday. I think we beat these guys 34-17.
Ooh, that would be a statement. That would be a
statement.
So, Chuck, give us your trend that you did, and you look back, you're like, that was embarrassing.
Oh, it was just stupid, man. In the 90s, LL Cool J started it, the pant leg up. And exactly what it meant was even dumber. It meant you had one leg up on the white man. It was just stupid. So I used to wear the pant leg up because LL
did. I never knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know the origin either. Chuck, that's a funny one. I remember seeing him wear that way. Chuck, appreciate it. So when Chuck mentioned the Tank Bigsby thing, do we think that was a one-off, or do they have something to Tank Bigsby?
It feels like they might have something.
Okay, well, look, I don't want this to come across as like I'm taking carries away from Saquon, but I think back to 2017 when the Eagles won the Super Bowl the first time. They had an excellent running game, and they traded for Jay Ajayi. And look, Saquon is better than LeGarrette Blount, but I thought the addition of Jay Ajayi
changed things,
and it kept Blount fresh. Mm-hmm. Like I think Merrill mentioned the other day when he was with us, Ajayi came in, and I don't know, we get like 9 carries a game, 10 carries. It wasn't an enormous amount, and even here, it doesn't have to be that many. Maybe it's 6 for Tank Bigsby, but I thought it saved Blount's legs. And when they got to the playoffs, I thought LeGarrette Blount looked like he was 5 years younger than he really was. He was running well. Hugh, maybe this is a way to get the most out of Saquon with less. You know what I mean? Like, instead of 20 carries, he gets 15, Bigsby gets 5, and then by the time we get to January, Saquon's got a lot left in the tank.
Yeah, it might be. It was great to see, man, when you had two backs back there that ran for over 100 yards. That's something that you look at, and it's something to be excited about. But like I've said before, I think that in order to have more of a solid running game, you have to be better in the passing game. And the reason why I say that is because I feel like a lot of times going into these games, teams are still committing to stop the run because they don't believe, for whatever reason, that Jalen can consistently beat you throwing the football. And it might be pick your poison. And the poison that they're choosing to pick is Jalen's arm over Saquon's legs.
Yeah, and the other thing about Jalen's progressed in terms of statistically passing the last few weeks. The one thing, though, that they have to be better at, he's got to be better, it's not taking sacks. Because even last week against the Giants, right, he had another really good game and 4 touchdowns. I think he took like 4 sacks. Like that, those are negative plays we got to eliminate in the second half of the season. Aaron in San Diego is up. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. How are we doing?
Big day today. It's my oldest son's 18th birthday.
Wow.
So Aiden, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That's
Mom
awesome.
Mom and Dad love you more than words can say. Hugh?
Yes.
You know we're friends. You know I love you, right?
Yes.
So if you would allow me to speak for you for just a moment.
Yes.
Joe and Kyle, what he was trying to say, that is, it is much easier to outkick your coverage in a place like Miami or San Diego as opposed to Philadelphia. And, you know, unfortunately, Hugh and I suffer from the issue of having faces that, frankly, only a mother could love. So don't be surprised, Joe and Kyle, if Blue Jeans Lankin comes to you guys and you guys have remote broadcasts from Miami, because I think Hugh is secretly trying to outkick his coverage in a place like Miami.
Yeah, Aaron's just saying that the women are easy down there, which isn't really exactly what you want.
He also very, in an under the way, radar way, said Hugh is not handsome.
I mean, no, I mean, yeah,
Hugh took a shot at him, so makes sense.
Yes, it's kind of the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Basically.
You know, the give and take thing, you know?
basically. No, I mean, I get it. Hey. It's not that. It's just that it's, you know what I mean? I'm kind of lazy, man, and I ain't trying to work that hard. I want to go in the grocery store.
Oh, so that, now we've gotten
that's
to the
what
bottom
it is.
Of it.
You got to look under a bunch of rocks in here in Philadelphia to try to find
that again. That's disrespectful. Rocks.
Don't say another word. You are just digging your hole deeper. Okay, you don't have to explain a thing.
I mean, Aaron, have you considered
that you're the one in the rock?
Okay.
I already ain't got too many prospects, so it can't get no worse.
Again, this is
trending towards a you problem.
It's a total Hugh problem. It is.
I'm all right.
Hey, and as far as Kyle, you know, Kyle and I, we bumped heads this morning.
Yeah.
So much so that he actually hung up on me. But listening to Kyle's tri-day, it makes all the sense in the world. So let me put this into words that you can understand. So, Kyle, the Eagles are in sync. The Packers are 98 degrees. There is no way,
we're going deep
shape,
cuts
and
now.
Form
these are deep cuts,
that yeah. 98 degrees so. Should ever be favored over NSYNC, especially when they have a front man known as Sky Marshall Hurts. But that's okay, Kyle. We love the disrespect. This team thrives on the disrespect. They use it as fuel, and that fuel burns and drives this train to the ultimate goal. And that's Levi's Stadium, Super Bowl 60.
That's right. That is
Let's
right.
Let's go, Birds. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I don't know why that was all directed at me. I agreed with him.
Yeah, no, I think he was jumping on the Backstreet Boys.
By the way, I asked him a question. Yeah. I asked him the question. And he goes, who cares? I said, okay, well, how about you call me back when you care about what we're
and
talking about?
And then he called back. Yeah, he came back here. How about this? And look, whether or not you think it's disrespectful or not, it has been a while. Do you know the last time the Eagles were underdogs to an NFC team? Let's see if you guys can guess it. The last time the Eagles were an underdog to an NFC team. So, obviously, when I say that, I mean, like, they were underdogs to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl and AFC
team.
Are
we going to count Tampa in the playoffs?
Yes. It's happened once since then. So, it happened once.
Is it the Rams?
Nope. They've been favorites over the Rams in all the games they put against
and
the Rams.
This year. Saints.
The Saints. They were underdogs.
Oh, you're talking about last year. Because they were undefeated. Yeah.
They were 2-0, and the Eagles had just come off the Monday night loss to the Falcons. That's how long it's been since the Eagles were underdogs to an NFC team.
I pulled that.
That's a good job by you.
Good job.
I didn't know if either you guys would get it, you know, before the segment ended here. I just threw it out. That's a good... when we talk about the disrespect, we haven't felt this in a while, where a team in the NFC has been favored in any game over the Eagles. The only times we've been underdogs in the last, you know, year and a half... it's been to an AFC team. I mean, the Eagles are typically favorites in every game they play for, you know, since last September, and always over the NFC teams. It has been a very, very long time. Lewis in South Philly. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Lewis. What's up?
Not much. I feel like the Eagles are getting disrespected because, for one, they're 2-0 against the Packers the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming off a bye, and Nick Sirianni's, what, undefeated or has one loss?
No, I think they're undefeated off the bye in the regular season with Sirianni.
Exactly. And the Packers just put up, what, 13 on against the Panthers?
Yep.
So we have all the momentum. They have none. So I don't understand how they are favored by, what, 2.5, 3.5, where I feel like we should be favored by 4.
Well, you know, and we're going to see it play out Monday, Lewis. If they go out there and dominate the game, we're all going to look back and be like, wow, that was a beatdown.
They had that one wrong.
Yeah, yeah. They had it wrong. All right, Lewis, what do you got for us in terms of a fad you did and a trend, and you look back and like, that was kind of embarrassing?
The guy took my answer of the crisscross backwards pants, but another one that I did that I'm ashamed of, the MC Hammer parachute pants.
That's a
good
one.
Those things used to be big.
Yeah, they were, Lewis. The 90s really were a ridiculous time when you think about it. When we're going through all these, a lot of these are coming from that time period. 215-592-9494 for all your phone calls. On this, the Eagles, is it disrespectful? They're actually underdogs on Monday night. First time to an NFC team since the Saints game at the beginning of last season. Would you what's the walk-away point for yours with Kyle Schwarber? For me, it's 6. 5 is where I'd go, and then I have to say, boy, this is getting a little long here for a contract for Kyle Schwarber. Both these guys are going to 6 years like it's no big deal. And we got to play some audio for you and decide who won this battle. Things got a little heated on the afternoon show yesterday. Spike Eskin versus Mike Mayock. You'll hear that back and forth next. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.